Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. It is Monday, May the 6th, 2013. And boy, we got a lot of things to talk about tonight. We got a lot to talk about tonight. I got to see, can I get some help on the line here? I want, do you have Larry T's number? I want him to tell us about the show he did this weekend. Do you have Larry T's number?
I think I do.
All right, can you get Larry T on for me? And I need to get Nard on. I need to get Nard on, and I need to get somebody else, let me see. Y'all, as we get this thing rolling, let me tell you, I'm going to try to get Gunny Pitt on. Lele, that would be the first person I'd like for you to get on from, is Gunny Pitt, so that him or Larry T, either or, and so that we can kind of get this thing going. So y'all, I know that. For the guys up north who say they love my porno music, you know, I'm going to give a good shout out to y'all. Y'all listen to it good, you know. All right. All right, let's get to the word on the street. Let me see what the word on the street is. All right, instantly. Let's go to the very first one. Let me give a teleprompter out. It says, Can Johnny Quick be stopped? Oh my goodness. Can Johnny Quick be stopped? If I had an engineer, I would play that song. That ain't no stopping us now. Johnny Quick, for y'all that don't know, Johnny Quick is the baddest man in Michigan. Period. Bar none. You know. So, let's get that straight first. That's the very first word on the street that I got was, can anybody stop Johnny Quick? We want to make sure that we're going to get Johnny Quick on tonight also, but let's move down a little bit further. The next thing I got, number two, Michigan. Did Michigan stand up? I'll answer that for you. Hell yeah. Not only did Michigan stand up, they stood up on tiptoes. Michigan showed up and showed out. I like to thank Peso and Wayne of Never Scared Racing for helping Grudge Inc. put on a spectacular event at Milan, Michigan. Milan, Michigan did an excellent job at hosting us and treating us very nicely. I don't know if Wayne, I don't know if Peso listening. Peso, if you listen, hit the one button so I can have a little quick conversation. I'd like for the young lady from Milan, Michigan to come on and so that we can thank her properly. As always, we're going to give everybody a chance to do a little talking. But Michigan, y'all, for y'all that don't know, Michigan just didn't stand up. They jumped up. And I'm just, listen, it's one for the record books. Let me tell you what's happening. I don't know. The South got to step it up, man. The South is not getting this type of participation, you know, from grudge races. I mean, the South is lagging behind. I just want y'all to know it. Hold on. The South got to do better. The South got to do better. But now, for all y'all, you know, we got. Let me get on. Hold on. It's coming across my fax machine. Hold on. Let me see what it says. Medical report on Marcus Jones. All right. Y'all know that I'm not even gonna go. I got declining, but first we're gonna check on him to make sure he's all right. We're gonna check on him to make sure that Marcus Jones is okay. Let's see, can I get him on? Biz, are you there?
Hey, Jay. Hey.
Sir?
Jay.
Yes, sir. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Jay, don't say my whole name on the radio. That's my government name. Don't do that.
I'm sorry. Marcus Johnson, how you doing today, sir?
I'm sorry. Hold on, let me straighten up my neck brace. Hold on. All right.
You know, before we climb you, we need a condition report because we've been heard. I heard that your spleen was busted, your arm was broke, your leg was broke. Several other things. So, can you give us an updated and accurate report on your condition, sir?
Well, right now I'm fumbling through the medicine cabinet looking for some medicine because my back is hurting. So I'm gonna let you know so you don't clown me. Just let me. I'm actually in a whole body cast right now. I'm in a wheelchair, you know, so maybe you have some compassion on me and don't clown me. But, Jay, let me get like 3 minutes and tell everybody, you know, what happened. First and foremost, I want to thank my Father God, Lord Savior Jesus Christ, for allowing me to continue to be on this earth and live the life that I'm living. It was a very, very, very nasty crash. The first hit, I went into the wall. I mean, that was nothing. It was that second hit. That second hit made me, I think I could have sung for the full top, I mean the Supremes, because I had a high-pitched voice. That second hit was painful. And I'm going to let you know, it wasn't nothing wrong with the track. It wasn't nothing wrong with the car. It was all driver error. All driver error. I don't know what I'm doing inside of a freaking car. When that car got loose, I froze. I didn't know to hit the brake. I didn't know if I was supposed to turn the wheel. I just froze. I'm the type of man that I love control and being in control of everything. I wasn't in control. Therefore, Milan, Michigan is the last time you will ever see Marcus Jones, a.k.a. Biz, piloting a race car. Me and Cowboy met at Bet today. Cowboy said that if he see me in another car driving, he going to smack me in the face and I owe him $500. I accept his challenge. He will never see me in a race car other than pulling it off a trailer or putting it in a trailer. I'm not even going to take it to the staging lanes. It was an unfortunate accident. It could have been prevented if I didn't get in that car. I am not a seasoned driver, so right now I take my hat off to you guys that can get in the car and save it from going into a wall and just going down there making a clean pass. Those cars are not toys, and I learned my lesson. Other than that, when they took me into the hospital, they pulled my pants down and they grabbed a ground and pound belt out of my booty hole. That is the fourth race they done whooped me this year. So right now, ground and pound, as they say in the South, Red Rock. I quit. I'm done. I ain't chasing that money no more. I'm going to let the professionals do what the professionals do. Jay, now it's your turn. I'm about to take me some Advil. It's your turn to do what you got to do to me, because you talk about everybody, and I'm not exempt. So go ahead, Jay.
Ben, I just want to know Advil ain't going to help where you hurting that, Ben.
Please don't make me laugh, man. Please don't make me laugh.
I just want you to know, Sweet Dick Willie. Sweet Dick Willie called me and said that you just keep knocking on his hotel door late at night, and all I know, the man said, you know, it ain't his fault that you keep coming by his hotel room.
I know that's right.
I got to get Sweet Dick on. What's Sweet Dick Willis' real name?
Jeffrey. Yeah, okay. Jeff from Ground and Pound.
Yeah, formerly known as Jeff, Sweet Dick Willis. We got to do some preparation age. And obviously we got the long tip. You know how long the tip really is. I mean, good Lord. I'm gonna hold on to you for a minute. I got to wait this Sweet Dick get on the line with me.
So
let me go down my list. Ben, just go on mute for a minute. I gotta go down my list. Ben, let me ask you one question. I got a question here.
Yeah.
Did Michigan stand up?
Michigan, hey, I got on when you was talking about the South got to do better. Michigan stood up. They actually defended their home. They did, and hats off to Johnny Quick. Hats off to Wayne. A thumbs down to Aaron and the Gold Malibu. Thumbs down. Thumbs up to Deneen and the Milan Dragway for allowing Grudge Inc. to come in and do something that never has been done before. And I don't know if you're going to explain that later, but it was a hell of a race. It was a packed crowd. It was great food. We had some grudge races going on, and we had a shootout. So, I mean, what else more? And Jay, did you tell them that we went to MGM Friday, or you ain't got into that yet?
Well, you know, Brady, all our trips, you know, Brady done shot up every every step we made, been on Twitter, Facebook, Upbook, Ninebook. I mean, boy, we out there now. I mean, damn, we got a y'all that don't know, we got a new what they call them damn folks that that promote folks. Not a promoter, they got them for superstar. They have a damn publicist. We got a damn new publicist, and damn, he ain't on his job, you know.
Y'all, hey, did you tell the people about the new Grudge Inc. member? He resigned from one organization. Now he's coming over to be. He's asking.
Oh,
he don't even want to be governor.
Yeah. We're gonna talk about that night. You know, we got a new president of Grudge Inc. He resigned from the two members that he had under his old organization and came over to take on this conglomerate. We're gonna have him on in a little bit so he can talk about that. You know, acting what it feels like to actually be the head of an organization and not just two people. So we'll get him on in a few minutes, talk about that. But let me go down my seat. I got to finish up. I got some more to go down here. And make sure somebody make sure DJ Grant, because I want to make sure that he hit this damn last one. But let me go down here. All right, now, number three. Who is willing to lock in? Oh my goodness. Listen, Vince, do you know that there are two new Grudge Inc. champions in America? Quick Willie is the baddest man on 29th in Michigan, and Bad Company Chucky, Brian Davis, is the baddest man on 28th out of Michigan. And Ben, before you say it, I'm going to say it. I think the 29th champ and the 28th champ out of Michigan can whoop ass on any champ in any state in the union. What you say?
It'd be a dog fight. Everybody know that, you know, a lot of people don't know, but they should know that Michigan got some fast cars and that they will bet and that they will travel. And
we got two champs. Have anybody in America locked them in? They've been champs now for 48 hours. Have anybody called to try to lock them in?
No. I don't think they want them troubles.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I guarantee you that nobody will try to lock in Johnny Quick
You know CeCe looking for Brian Davis.
Do he need his phone number?
He might.
Well, hold on. Since you said that, let's get his publicist on the line. Let's get CC's publicist on the line, since that's what you said. Rickard, are you there?
What's up, Jay? What's happening?
All right. Clark, I don't know if you heard, boy, but the storm came through. It's been some hell of a shit went on in Michigan. But let me ask you this. Being that you the publicist for CC and Jody, do you know that Chucky, Brian Davis, Bad Company, is the Michigan baddest man on 28th? Did you know that? That they got the belt to prove it? Did you know that?
Well, all I can say about that, Jay, is Brian Davis' number is bad as hell in Michigan, but it better stay their ass up there with that shit.
All right, now I'm just asking this question, being that you the publicist for them, CC and Jody, what title do they hold right now? They the baddest in what now?
Who you talking about, Brian Davis?
No, sir. I'm talking about CC and Jody.
Well, DC and Jody haven't had a title shot yet.
Do they have a national championship, a state championship? What do they have to put themselves at the level of Bad Company?
Well, they have the wheel to go, and all they need is the opportunity, Jay.
You know, a champ can't hide, Clark. A champ can't run.
In other words, you're saying that the $500 DP need to go up.
If y'all go on at some point between 9 and tomorrow, I guess Brady's going to put up, they accepted the challenge as if anybody lock them in, down there they going. So I want to make sure that everybody know that Bad Company and Johnny Quick said they ain't ducking, they standing out front. And it's been 48 hours and had nobody tried to lock in yet.
Okay, well, I will make that happen, Jay. You just continue with your show. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get on this telephone. We'll have a $500 deposit up before the show ends. I guarantee you that.
I believe I got another publicist. I think this is I got another publicist that just chimed in. This is the publicist for Johnny Quick. Mr. The publicist for Johnny Quick, what was your reply, sir? The publicist for Johnny Quick. Oh, he might be scared, y'all. He might be scared. I ain't sure. Well, we definitely know that Johnny Quick got to get a better publicist, because right now he's scared to talk. But let me tell you the press release he just sent me. He said that 901 Bad Boys don't want none of that trouble either. So,
oh, wow.
He said CC, Jody, KC, and 901 Bad Boys. None of them want that Detroit trouble. None of them. All right. Just moving on down the line. Y'all listen to this. Hold on. All right, this is about Detroit. This is a question I need somebody to call and ask me about Detroit or about Michigan. It says here on the thing, is Jimbo, y'all know who Jimbo is. Jimbo used to be the king of the North. He won the king of the Northeast from a small block Petey, and he brought it, and Beers took it from him. So now Beers is the king of the North and the Northeast. And Jimbo, it says, is Jimbo still driver for white trash? I don't know. Now, I've seen Jimbo, and y'all know Jimbo. I got a better question. Clark, I don't know if you know this or not. Biz, you can chime in if you want to. But I don't want to know first who drives bad trash, but who is a better driver, Wayne or Jimbo? Biz, can you speak on that?
Right now, I can't speak on who's a better driver because I can't drive a damn thing myself. So anything concerning driving, I think I should be silent. Hey, I'm sitting in the corner of the room and with the dunce hat on right now. So you know, but
hey, you know. Tell Clark about this. Hey, Clark, Ben let the toll on himself. He actually sitting on a damn sis bath. You get that little warm water shot up on his ass. All right, Clark, who do you think is the better driver, Wayne or Jimbo?
Well, I mean, you know, I ain't never seen about driving car, but Jimbo, Jay. So, you know, I don't know. I had to go with Jimbo.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you, how you like the way Jimbo drive?
Jimbo do pretty good, even though with a dog cut his head off. But you know, he do pretty good.
So you saying Weird Dog is a better driver than Jimbo?
Well, he done proved that already.
God damn. So I'm gonna try to get Wayne on so we can find out, you know, where Wayne's at and shit. But let me ask you this: then, have anybody heard? Y'all know that one thing we can always count on is Turbo Tim. Turbo Tim, you to threaten every damn body. He gonna show up and kick all kind of ass. And don't never leave Alabama. But that's another day. We ain't going to talk about that today. that's not the topic today, okay? We ain't going to talk about that today, Carl. You leave that alone. All right. I want to know who's the best driver between Wayne and Jimbo. No, I don't even want to get to the point of who's driving yet. I want to get this. Now,
I believe you got to add pace over there, Jay.
Peso? All right.
Yeah, you need
right.
your peso on
that.
Peso there.
Now, okay, Lady A, do you know peso number? Peso Master 1, but so, I mean, he already, you know, Peso Master 1, but.
Along with his name written under his number, Jay. Did you want me to open his mic?
Who, Peso?
Yeah.
Yes, Lady A, make sure he awake first. And then do it.
Okay, just a moment.
You got to sleep after that.
Yeah, you got to make sure the damn note. All right, let me see what I got here. I'm going on down. Now, this is something that I don't know. Y'all got to help me with this here. I was told, we're going to get to the grudge races in a minute, because,
hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Man, Peso here. Yeah, man, the best videographer in America. What's going on?
What's up there, Peso? You doing all right? And not only, Peso, let me tell you what I heard. Now, it's true for y'all that don't know. If you go to Milan, Michigan, everybody there got a Peso shirt on, and every car got Peso stamp. I mean, it's Pesoville. Milan, Michigan is definitely Pesoville. But now, Peso, I got to tell you, you know, it's my responsibility as a good reporter to tell you what I heard. They said, your name is not actually Peso. I didn't know that. I did not know your name was Peso. Now, what they told me your name was is Lil Wayne. They said, you are mini me to Wayne. I didn't know that. I mean, I knew y'all were kind of close. I didn't know. So, Peso, your nickname is Lil Wayne?
No, man, my name is damn near no Lil Wayne. Y'all think about somebody else,
man. I'm reading all the paper, Peso. I'm just reading all the paper. They said that every time Wayne eat, you get full. Is that true or not?
No, man. I'm my own man, dude.
Peso, who is the better driver, Jimbo or Wayne?
Johnny Quint.
He better than both of them?
Hey, I ain't saying nothing. I just said Johnny Quick. I answered the question.
I can answer the question. I race against both of them.
There you go. That's Johnny Quick right there.
Johnny Quick is actually better than, he's a better driver than Wayne and Jimbo. Is that your opinion?
No, I'll tell you who's the better driver. I race against both of them. So this is Johnny talking now.
Oh, this is Johnny. Well, who the hell I was just talking to?
I'm on the line with Peso.
You on the line with Peso?
Yeah, I'm on the line with Peso. I can't get through.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You on the line? I said it wrong. You on the line with Lil Wayne?
No. I'm telling you, man. You better stop that shit. Hey, before we get this going, man, because me and Johnny, we got some work to do, man. We need to get Aaron on the phone tonight, man.
That Johnny Quick, let me ask you something. I apologize. You know, people be texting me, so I be losing. Y'all have to forgive me if you ask me a question, I don't answer. It's because people are they hit me up with the thing. I can't pay attention all at the same time. But now, Johnny Quick, are you without a doubt you are the better driver between Jimbo and Wayne? Is that what you're saying?
Oh yeah, I believe that.
Now. When, you know, it was a much anticipated race between White Trash and you. And, he ran into a little trouble. Is that accurate? I think he ran into a little trouble.
Who did, Wayne?
Yeah, did you ever line up beside Wayne?
No, we never got a chance to line up. The shootout ended too late. We were going to get down after the shootout. But the hat race was priority that day. And then as soon as the hat race was done, they pulled the tree, so we never got a chance to race. But he's got an open invitation anytime he's ready.
Well, so you saying Wayne went on 28 or 29 with white trash?
Whatever, however he sits a white trash, he's got action. I'm not asking him to take anything off his car. However he wants to come at me, whatever he thinks he needs to win with white trash, he could come how he wants to sit.
Ooh, damn. Johnny Quick. Now, I see why they sent me this thing about can Johnny Quick be stopped? So basically what you're saying, you might can be stopped, but Wayne and White Trash ain't going to do it.
Listen, the only passes I have on my car are from Saturday. That's the only data I got. That was the first time out with the car Saturday. I mean, yeah, we can definitely go faster. I know I didn't just go the fastest I can go the first day out of the box, so it's just going to get worse for people from now on.
So, but as far as locking in with the belt, you ready for any takers on that?
I have to, right? You explained that to me. You explained that to me Saturday. It's an open invitation. Whoever wants a shot at the belt, come on. I mean, hey, that's what I agreed to when you guys handed me the belt, so I got to honor the agreement. I'm a man of my word, so.
All right, now let me ask you one little thing. What did you think about the event as a whole?
It was good. You know, we had some controversy over the whole Young Money, those guys not paying, and I
well,
think that
ahead,
was pretty...
Since you brought that up, go ahead, let's talk about it. Since you brought it up, what actually happened? Let me hear. And I need to get if somebody can get me Young Money's Leon or somebody's number, because we always want both parties on here if we can, but if somebody can give us that number, we'll call them. But go ahead, Johnny, and let us know what happened. Give us your version.
We've been trying to test with the car Wednesday and Friday. We're struggling, whatever. I got a clutch in my car, so we struggling. That's why I said Saturday was a real pass. Well, they've been running their mouth, talking smack, da-da-da-da-da when I was having problems. They're calling me out on a PA Saturday. Finally, I get my car kind of right. They call us out, or they stop calling us out. Well, we pull them second round. So we're like, all right, we're going to go see if they want to bet. Then we go down there, like, sky's the limit, come up with whatever. So we go back and we get a 4,500 real quick. We go back up there, they're like, all right, 4,500 bet, da-da-da-da.
45? That's higher. 45. That was higher than
the pot. That was higher than the hat race. Than the shootout. So we put up 4,500. We went up there to race. We did the burnouts, whatever. He leaves me hanging there at the sideline for 2.5 minutes, whatever it is, while he's back there fucking around, you know, trying to play games. You ain't gonna play games against me. So whatever, we go up to the line. He stages, I stage. He double bobs. I count to 5 before I pull in. I know the rule. I got 7 seconds to stage the car. I know the rule, but you try playing me first, you're going to get played now. And if I know he's nervous as hell inside the car, why am I not going to take advantage of it? I know Aaron can't drive. Anyone with 2 eyes knows he can't drive, and I'm going to take advantage of it. And it worked out in my favor. As soon as we pull in, as soon as I pull in the second bob, he takes off. He disqualified himself. So now they try pulling some bullshit. Oh, that wasn't a race, even though I advanced to the finals. Everyone on the ground, you announced it over the PA, heard you, but those guys didn't pay the money. And then they wanted to fight over it. They got 100 people over there trying to fight and put hands on my crew people when there's only 2-3 of them down there trying to get paid. They want to put hands on them. Man, they some poor sports, and I want the whole nation to know that. I mean, that's some bullshit. That whole crew is some clowns. I don't care what they got to say. There's no way to justify what you did when everybody in America who's seen the race knows you guys lost and you guys washed on the bet, and you guys, the way I see it, you guys owe me $4,500 the way it is. You know, you lost the bet. Yeah, we should have had a third person hold the money, but listen, these guys are local. I thought these guys were stand-up guys. We see them every week. We race with them every week. I didn't think we had a problem with that, and then they want to pull some dirty shit like this. I mean, If it was some out-of-towners, yeah, we would have had formal steps. We would have had, you know, this and that. But we're in the shootout. I was trying to win the shootout. I don't have time for all that other bullshit to go get my lawyer to check the checklist down the list. Listen, we made a bet. That's why we raced at the track. I got the win light. I advanced to the finals. They did not pay me my money. They some clowns in my book. They'll never get action from me. Well, actually, I got to lie. Pace on Wayne, they tried to make it right last night. They tried to kick the pot up a little bit. If I was running those guys back, they were going to throw some money up if I won to try to make it right. And honestly, I think that car is slow, and I want to drag it. And the only way I'm going to get their money, because they obviously ain't going to give me my money now, is to whoop them. Well, I want everybody to know what some kind of clowns they are, but it's going to be hard for me to ever look at those guys in the eye again and respect them as racers when they pull some shit like that.
Well, that's, again, I got a little bit of that the other night, and I really hate this. I want everybody to, first, I like to give, props to Wayne, and, Wayne and Peso for offering to try to do their best as a promoter, I guess, to help the situation. So props out to them. But I would like also for this to be a reminder to everybody. The reason these things came about, man, is because people don't do the right thing at the right time. So it ain't about, it's not about, I have had people come and say, with me and their president, they say, well, you know, we better than this, we better than that. And 2 weeks later, always something come up. So the best thing to do, I don't care who it is let a third party, make sure the third party understand what the rules are and let the third party hold. So I hate that happened to you, Johnny. And, hopefully it'll be worked out. You know, I seen the guys, and I agree with you. I believe they're stand-up guys, and maybe it's the heat of the moment, and that's what got all this stuff going. So, you know, maybe after I'm hoping that it'll all calm down in a little bit. Peso, what's your thought on that? Peso, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your thought on that situation?
Man, what's part of the situation? Man, you know, like I say, you know, at the end of the day, my biggest concern in Wayne when we was managing that event was the shootout. We never knew about the stips or whatever happened on that shootout. As far as the side pot that these guys had, you know, that's a $9,000 side pot. You know, when we was aware of it, we did everything we could to try to take care of the event in that side pot. But obviously, you know, we can't make grown men give each other money, you know, all that stuff, you know what I mean? So me and Wayne offered to add an extra $1,000 to whatever they bet, whether it's at the next NOET or whenever they race. You know, hopefully it was for the next NOET is what we was kind of hoping. So I know our offer was for that, you know, but we just wanted to show our, you know, that we appreciate them coming out and racing at our event, and we wanted to make it right. Hold on, my kid's loud.
Hey, come on, phone, go downstairs.
So, you know, with that being said, man, you know, Aaron is a very good friend of mine and a big supporter, as well as Johnny Quick, so I'm not playing sides or nothing. It is what it is. People see the videos, so, I mean, hopefully they can do. I want them to be good more so than I care about seeing that race.
Right, yeah, that's the main thing, but one of the ways, I agree with you, and but as a grudge racer, we have a responsibility, because if we want to be honored, then we have to honor other people, so I have to agree with you, errors happen, mistakes happen, but that's part of the deal. That, you know, you take all that into consideration. But I do hope that everybody get on the same page as men, and move on to something else. Move on to, you know, more racing in the future. Johnny Quick, hold on a minute. I got to get down. I want to talk about the race a little bit. So let me get down. Let me go back to my list here for a minute. I was told the question that's on the street is, is Leon faster than, is, no, no, is Three Love faster than Leon? Now, I was told that was a grudge race between the two. I was told that, and somebody could correct me, I was told that Three Love beat Leon in a grudge race, and, and the reason that this question is being asked is, you know, the fast man don't always win, so the question is Three Love faster than Leon? All right, let me move on. I got to know. All right, will Johnny Quick and Young Money Gold Digger re-race on May the 25th at Milan Gradway? I'm assuming that's the NOET. That's a good question. I hope they can work that out and make that happen in the correct way. That would be the second event. The first event needs to be corrected. And the final word on the street that I was trying to make sure that DJ Grant could hear, they said that the reason DJ Grant could not make it because his hair was not done. So that's what we stand. But I do want y'all to know I did get a picture of him early in the day with his hat, with the rollers in his hair. So by tomorrow, he will be looking good. Now, let's talk about a little bit. Let's talk about the Marlin race, mayhem in Michigan. And there were some people going around talking about there wasn't enough grudge races. So I got here officially. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think 7 grudge races. Now, you know, y'all got to remember, too, that the promoter can't make nobody race. The only thing the promoter can do is put people together, and when it happened, it happened. We had 3 or 4 people to pay the punk out. So, but now, for y'all that don't know, before I get, let me go through that. We had grudge races with Beers versus Sweet Dick, Ground and Pound. Ground and Pound won that. Big Time Races versus that Black Malibu. Big Time Racing won that. Three Love versus Leon. Three Love won that. Johnny Quick versus Gold Digger. Aaron. And Johnny Quick won that one. And Ride or Die. I think that was some controversy. Ride or Die didn't pay the punk out to vote. That was a whole lot of trouble on that punk out money right there. But also, Hey Yo Steve. Hey Yo Steve whooped up on Selena Motorsport. Enrique was the driver. And I'm real proud of myself for remembering how to pronounce that, Enrique. And Hey Yo Steve, what's up? Won that. And Straight Shot win. Won over Bad Company's Sweet Lorraine. So those are the ones that I know about. And I think that was a decent number of grudge racers. And y'all got to remember, there's always haters in the crowd, but they pay their money too, so we ain't mad with them. I want to make sure again that we go back and recognize the Michigan 29 champ, Johnny Quick, and the 28 champ, Chucky, Ryan Davis of Bad Company. All right, I got one more. Oh, yeah. And in the shootout, listen, the guys down south, I'm telling you, Southern Cars, they ain't ready. They truly ain't ready for the Midwest. Now, the one advantage that the South have over the Midwest is that the South got a bigger mouth. But let me tell you, this was a who's who event in the shootout. Junior Gibson, White Trash, Dirty Brown, Johnny Quick, Street King, Outlast, I think it's Rajay, R-A-J, and Chucky, a Bad Company. I'm trying to tell you, those are 2, 4, 6, 8 cars, I'm telling you, can go anywhere in the country and win. That's a hell of a group, man. So I really give a shout out to y'all guys for standing up and showing out. And so what we're going to do now is get some opinions and do a little talking about this thing, so that we can make this happen. Peso, you see that?
Yeah, I'm here, Jay.
All right, Peso, let me ask you this here. I want to give you the opportunity to do your due diligence and thank the people that you need to thank or whatever you need to do. So where your mind at and what you thinking about?
Man, I'm so thankful for this event and the turnout. I mean, my thank you list is, it's so long, so if I forget names, I apologize. But, man, I want to thank Biz. I want to thank Pro Stock Joe. I want to thank Jay Bonds. I want to definitely thank my partner in crime, Never Scared, Big Wayne, Heavy Game. You know, I want to thank Johnny Quick. I want to thank Rod, Fry Guy, Team Z Motorsports, Mylan Dragway for being my biggest sponsor and obviously showing how much they care about Everything we do as a unit here in the Detroit, Michigan area, man, they supported Grudge Racers and extended that and showed us nothing but love and gave us the best hospitality ever. So I can't thank Mylan Dragway enough for that. You know, all my media people was there, man. Will the Illis was there, you know, Gage Photography, my girl K-Dove, you know, so even in the media world, my man Big Fred, Meatball was holding it down, man. Them guys, they both told me they lost so much weight running around helping me with that shootout. So, again, man, my list is very long, but those are just the people that I definitely really want to thank and show them I appreciate. Every group that was there, Bad Company, Brian Davis is always looking out for me. So thank you, Brian, for everything you do for Peso as well. And everyone, man, it was just a humbling, great moment to see that, and I can't wait to do it again. We're going to definitely, you know, we learn from everything we do as humans, and, you know, we wrote down a list of things we want to do better for our racers and the grudge racers, so you better believe if there was something that was off or wrong, we're going to do a better job at controlling that crowd. We're going to do a better job at trying to start the shootout on time, so, you know, those are some things I was hearing, so, I apologize for that, but, you know, any race is always going to be some kind of wrinkles in it. We can't iron them all out, but we're going to continue to do the best we can, and I definitely want to see everyone again. Definitely.
Well, that's a good thing. Peso, let me tell you this here, too. Those people who talking about the chaos, they don't understand that when you have a large crowd, man, that's something to be thankful for. You know, a small crowd is always easy to manage, but you got to let them know, hey, it was a blessing to get that large crowd. And the fact that, you know, be patient and work with you. The thing is, did they enjoy themselves? And I think that most people did. Peso, where is your boy Wayne? I don't see him on the board right yet, but I do know. Peso, let me ask you another question right quick before I get to that. Do y'all have any back halves up that way?
I know it's a lot of cars. See, it's early for us up here in Michigan, and, you know, when I say that, a lot of cars that are very close to being finished are going to be out in those June, July months. I know we got my man, one of my other sponsors, Bandit, he coming out with their Corvette. That's a back half car. I'm really not sure of another car that I can speak on as far as being done, you know, sooner than later. But I know Bandit should be coming out here in the next month or two. That is a grudge racer as well, you know, no class racing stuff or nothing like that. So I'm definitely really interested to see him get down, you know. But I've seen big time racing up here with that. You know, Leon came up there, so. You know, when I think about that caliber that I know out there, I definitely can't throw no small, slow car to those guys.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I was just letting you know that Big Clark is sitting at the table with his napkin around his neck and his fork in his hand, and all he keeps telling me, talking about, is anybody in the back half in Michigan, in the back half in Michigan. So I'm hoping he want to eat, so you know, help me find a man something to eat on if you can.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on. Let me see what I got to get to Melvin. I got to get to Melvin. Mm-hmm. Hold on, Melvin, are you there? Melvin.
Hey, Jay. Listen, Jay, real quick.
Okay.
Like I say, well, my man Johnny got some stuff to do, so we came on, well, not we, but, you know, he on this call for one reason, and that's to hear from Aaron if they're going to accept our offer and see if we can get a race off. So, you know, I'm just trying not to hold him on here too long. He got stuff to do.
Well, let's
so,
see,
you know,
we
get,
did you,
yeah.
We need, we can't, Lady A, would you go and, would you put, Lady A, would you put,
Hey, Jay, this is Melvin, man.
Okay, hold on one second, Melvin. Lady, put Peso in the private room and get Aaron's number so we can try to make this happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Lady,
yeah?
Let's see. She was
in the private room, Jay. And those guys are ready to speak, Jay, whenever you get time.
Lady A, I think the line, I think she done fell.
Okay.
Would you go and get, put Peso in the private room and get Aaron's number?
Mm-hmm.
And then let's go from there.
Okay.
All right, Melvin.
Yeah, what's going on?
Melvin, come on, man. Tell me
go
what
ahead,
happened.
I'm here.
Who did you race this weekend, Melvin?
Bullshitting Racing.
Who was it?
They call them Bullshitting Racing out of Jackson, Michigan up there.
They call it Bullshitting Racing.
Yep, Bullshitting Racing. That's their name.
Melvin, how did... All right, now, so let me add that to my list. So we up to one. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. We up to eight grudge races. Melvin, tell me about the race,
yep.
Man. What happened, Melvin?
Well, you know, we locked up some money, put the money up, had a good VP man. DMX was our VP man, put the money up and everything. And when the race first went off, he wanted to let me get the break. But then when I got down there to him, he said, no, I don't want you to get the break, man. Let's just do it head up, full tree. So we went through all of that, man. And I did the gap man on him right quick.
Hello?
Yep.
All right, Clark. Hold on, Clark. Is he okay? There you go. Melvin, you beat the man that bad. I mean, did he want to rematch anything?
No, he don't want no rematch. But this is who I want now. I want Johnny Quick. That's
Melvin,
my next race. My next race is Johnny Quick, and that's who I want to race. My fans want me to race Johnny Quick. My crew want me to race Johnny Quick. So that's who I'm racing next is Johnny Quick.
Who is that? Johnny Quick is being called out by Melvin.
Yep.
Melvin, you ain't got
that's
nothing.
That's who I
want to
race.
You
can say whatever you want to say. I ain't got no problem with that. If I lose, I pay my money. But I want to run Johnny Quick. Okay?
Hey, man, whenever you're ready, let's do it.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to line them up. That next OET we got going on, or June the 15th, that race is coming down up there at 131. Wherever we line up at, and I'm in the track and you in the track, we're going down through there together.
Melvin,
you do
it.
Like you're supposed to. It's on. We put the belt on the line. I don't care. I'll race you. It's open invite.
That's fine.
Listen,
and we had problems with the money issue on the last time. Wherever we at when we get ready to race, we're going to put the money up, and the money going to go upstairs in the tower, and whoever owns the track or wherever we at will have the money in their hands, so we won't have no issues with no money. I don't want to never have
all
an
right.
issue with nobody with no money with drag racing, all right? And when
that
guy come out of that tower, he will give that money to whoever just won that race, all right?
That works with me.
All right, that's cool.
Did you just call this man out? Melvin, did you just call this man out? And when he said he's ready, the first no ET is the 20th. Did you book that day, Melvin? Can you lock in?
Yeah, we can lock in some money. We ain't got no problem with that. We ain't got to do no lock in.
Hey, wait a second.
If we both at the drag strip, we gonna race.
Hey, wait a second. Melvin, what size tires you got in your car?
I got it.
Doesn't Melvin have a back half car?
Do I got
Melvin,
a back half car? I got a little Mazda. It was at the track Saturday night.
I know, but what kind of tires you got on there? Because you know what Johnny's sitting on. I thought you were sitting on some big boys.
No, I got a 10.5W on the back of it. Ain't nothing big. Ain't no bigger than what he got. His tire wider than mine.
Nah, you got a full tube chassis, big tire car, man.
Man, I got a car to race with. And Johnny Quick is the man, and I want to take Johnny Quick out, so that's all that matters.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna set up Johnny's racer. I just know that belt can't go up when you're not sitting like him.
On 29?
No, the belt can't go up. You got to sit like him. But now he can still. But what Melvin is saying is grudge race. You know, he ain't going for the belt. He just want a grudge race.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you want to put the belt up, I'll put an extra $500 up to take the belt away or whatever, something like that, if he wants to do that. But the main thing is I want to run Johnny Quick.
Hey, you could race me. I'm down to race you whenever. It's up to these guys. It's very rules with the belt. You on the 29, I guess. You got to sit on the 29 to take the belt from me. But we can race whenever. We can race Wednesday. We can race Friday. We don't have to wait till we know. We can get down whenever.
That's fine. That's fine. I get you. I get. Oh, that's cool too. And what I do is I get it all set up to go. We can race before there. That's not no problem. Car's still sitting there ready to go.
Hey,
Jay,
can you get somebody to call Wayne?
He's
trying to get in. Big Wayne trying to get on the phone. He needs somebody to call him.
Listen, that's Wayne with all that background noise. I just closed his mic. I'm going
to
open it back up. Wayne, you got a lot of background noise.
So
open your mic now.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm muted, but I'll be right back.
Hey,
all right, you mute it and let us know when you're back on.
Hey, Aaron is on the phone, Jay.
Okay, Aaron, how you doing this evening? Hold on, no, his mic is not open, is it? Lady A, is that Aaron?
Yes, sir.
Aaron, how you doing?
Hey, Jay, I'm going back on mute, man. I'm listening. I'm going to be right here.
All right. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm all right. What's going on, Jay?
All right. Listen, you know that that's controversy about what went down this weekend and between you and Johnny Quick, and I think Wayne and Peso have made an offer. Well, but first, so give us your side of the story. I heard we already heard Johnny Quick's side of the story. No, give us your side of the story. What went wrong?
I was having electrical issues in my car all week. I went from going to the event to Thursday night, not going
that's
to the event,
that's
to work in the car to get it to go. I was at the track. I had electrical issues all day. The power grid MSD box is actually shocking you if you touched it. We didn't get it all figured out. We were trying to Band-Aid it. Every single pass, we were trying something different. And for whatever reason, when I went to go race Johnny, I went to go get up on the converter, and the entire car just died. They completely shut off.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
I think they thought you was Aaron, but no. Yeah, we hear you. Did you call in with Aaron?
No. Somebody called me.
No, Wayne got me in.
Okay, Wayne got you in? Okay. I'm just making sure. No, go ahead. You good. I just wanted to make sure. Somebody announced you as Aaron.
Yeah.
I am. I'm on here. I heard him,
though. Oh, okay. What up, Aaron? What's going on?
I don't know,
I'm sorry. I think I got the board is a little mixed up. Brian, was that you just talking to me?
Yeah, it's Chucky.
All right, Chucky. Yeah, I thought I was talking to Aaron. Chucky, let me ask you this,
okay.
Brian. No, listen, man. How does it feel to be the baddest man on 28 in Michigan? Let's get that part straightened out first.
It feels good. I like it.
Have anybody?
I told Peso when I first saw him in the morning, he might as well just give me the belt right then and there and save him the hassle finding me later in the night.
You ain't lying.
Hey, you know what I did wrong, Peso? I'm sorry, Peso. I got to apologize. I didn't know when Johnny Quick come on. We got to announce the people as who they are. So, Champ Quick and Champ Brian. You know, I mean, you got to put the title first. You know, so I apologize for that, y'all, but, you know, Champ Brian, again, you've been a champion now for going on 72 hours. Have anybody picked up the phone and called to try to challenge you yet?
Not yet.
Do you think anything going to happen, or you think pretty much everybody's scared?
Well, what I think and what I hope are two different things. I'm hoping someone calls me because I'm tired of constantly trying to find something. I kind of hope someone tries to take it from me. I like the excitement. But do I think it's going to happen? I don't know. If anyone has the balls to do it, it'd be Wayne. I can tell you that.
We've got breaking news. I'm listening to that. And this is Melvin again. I'll do Brian, too. I'll do both of them. I would do both of them. I ain't got no problem. You don't got a problem no more. I would do Brian and Johnny Quick at the same day when we both in the track. We'll run both of them. All right? So the breaking news, you ain't got to worry about. You ain't got nobody else to race. You got somebody to race. So I'm going back on mute. Y'all keep talking. And that's another race that you do got. I can promise you that, baby.
Who
Melvin
is this?
Melvin is drawing down on everybody, man.
What has he got?
That monster.
He got that
big tire
car? Race Jimbo on the crash.
Doesn't he got a big tire in that thing?
Yeah.
He can't take the belt because the tire's too big, so he can't.
Yeah, he can't take the belt.
He can just race you, though.
He can race you.
That's like a fucking track star calling out someone in a fucking wheelchair. That don't mean shit.
But if whatever happens, he can't take the belt from you, though. You know what I'm saying?
But Melvin didn't want to, I guess Melvin wanted to just go on record to say that if y'all just looking for one, he's available. I guess I
tell Melvin to bring that motherfucker to the No ET, and we got action.
That's what he said. He said he's coming, and he was just saying that he'll lock in. He said he'll lock in. He said he'll lock in.
Well, good.
Melvin, how tall is that tire you gonna be running? 33?
No.
Melvin.
I'll drop the tire size down. I'll put some 29s on it. Ain't no problem. Because they're thinking they want to call it a tire thing or whatever. I got some 29s I can put on there. But
Melvin,
both of them boys, I'm racing.
Melvin.
I don't need to see no belt.
Well, I got 28 and no bars.
That's your problem, not mine. You brought your car to race. I brought my car to race. We ain't talking about that. You the
well, it's
man
my
in Detroit,
problem when you're calling
and I'm
me out
your ass,
with a
okay?
Damn chassis car
right
and a big-ass tire.
I just told you I'm
going to
put 29s on it. I'm not
going to
go.
Let's not talk about it. Lock it in.
Well,
I don't know
who
the fuck
like
you are.
Sitting. Hold on, Brian. You don't worry about who the fuck I am. I'm somebody on the other line that want to race. That's all you got to worry about. You said
exactly. Let's lock it in.
I'm in Michigan with you.
Let's lock it in.
Don't worry about that. They can. Them boys will tell you what I got and my car and everything. They seen it run Saturday, okay? So you ain't got to worry about that. Talk to your buddies. Go on the internet. Call Bullshit and Racing up. Ask him what I got because I ran him Saturday night and I gapped his ass just like I'm going to do you and your other buddy, okay? So I don't got to talk to him.
Let's
call
lock it
Bullshit
in then.
And Racing up. You know
keep
who Bullshit and Racing
keep
is.
Keep them bars. Let's lock it in.
I'm going to leave on. I'm going to pull up just like I'm setting. When we in the track, that's when we're going to put our money up. All this lockup shit, that's the New York shit. When I'm at the drag strip, I race. I'm not knowing I'm Bullshit and Racing. The money going upstairs in the tower and we're going to race, okay? All this other bullshit, y'all can keep that amongst yourselves. When I'm there, we're going to race, okay? We're going to cut out all that dumb shit that y'all got going on. We're going to race. We're gonna
there ain't
get
no
your
dumb
money
shit
when
you deal with me,
money.
I can tell you that.
Well, it sounds like it is to me. That's why I'm telling you that. If it didn't sound dumb, I wouldn't be saying
with
it.
With me? What dumb shit have you heard with
okay.
me?
So, no, I'm not going to hold up all the time. The races are locked up. We're going to be racing. So y'all go ahead on and keep on talking because I don't want to hold up the man's show all night. He got a lot of stuff to talk about. But we and Chucky and the other boy, we racing, all right? I got something to run y'all with. I'll show you something. So I'm going back on mute. I'm not going to waste the man time all night. We're going to race. I just want you to know that.
That's what I like to hear.
Right? That's a lot of talk for some bullshit.
Right.
Me and Brian both told him he got action. He's the one talking his way out of it. I don't get it. Is he just talking to hear himself talk?
Well, I don't know. I think Melvin feel like he showed up to the race this weekend, and he didn't get enough. He didn't get enough shine. He did. Now smile.
I think he just wanted some airtime. Is all he wanted. Some attention.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. We still got the champ. We still got the two Detroit champs on the lines. This is the champ night.
Jay Bond.
Huh?
Hey, who the deal on your word back half that keep drawing all these 28-inch tie guys?
Thank you.
That's that badass Melvin, man. Melvin said he said that these boys got race cars. He got race cars, and he gonna get to their ass. That's what he said, Clark.
Tell Melvin we got a back half sitting over here go to his ass.
Well, Clark, he didn't really want to, you know, he didn't want to expose his ass to you. He wanted to expose his ass to Wayne and, Johnny Quick and Chuck it.
He wants to expose his ass to someone that sits less than him, not someone who sits just like him.
Well, Melvin's mic is open, Clark. Now, you know, I'm just letting you know. I mean, Melvin,
all that shit like you. Oh, hold on. All that shit like this and shit like that, man, it's two race cars. You built your shit, I built my shit, man. All that sitting and shit, fuck that, man. If you got the fastest car, you're going to get that first. If you don't get the fastest car, I'm going to bust that ass. And that's
what
I'm
here
to prove. All
that
other bullshit, man. Shut the fuck up about sitting like you.
If you want to sit like that, go some goddamn way and find somebody that you want to fuck with them little ass tires on your car.
Hey, we ain't
with me and talking that shit. Okay?
If
you want to race, you want to race. It ain't no all that shit fitting like I fit. Fuck that shit, man. That's some whole shit. We drag race, all right? And that's what we're going to keep on doing. So y'all can keep that shit and throw it in the garbage some goddamn where, man. Back on you.
Hey, Melvin, you said the key word. I ain't going to ask what you got. You want to do anything for being race up there?
You ain't trying to get Melvin to lock in, are you, Clark?
Yeah, we're locking
in. Because no one lock in.
I don't know. Melvin ain't saying shit. Melvin, you see it there? Clark talking to you.
I'm still here, man. I'm still
here. Hey, Melvin.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Melvin.
Go
Melvin,
ahead.
You want to lock in for Big Clark?
Who am I talking with?
You talking to Big Clark and Nard from down here in Mississippi.
No, I'm taking care of my little homework I got up here in the backyard. Are you coming to Michigan in June?
Yeah, I'm going to come to Indiana.
Okay, well, I'll see you in Indiana. I'm going to take care of my backyard. When you come up here, it won't be nothing. I'll have all this shit here taken care of. Yeah, I'll run you. I don't know what you got. I know I hear you, but I will run you. You know what I'm saying? And whether I win or lose, it don't make no difference. I got something that I can run with everybody that's in the field. So I don't know who you are, but I hear you saying you want to race, and I will race you, okay? But in the meanwhile, I want to run my little boys that I got up here in the backyard that's talking this shit to me like, you know, they the only motherfuckers in Michigan that's got something that can run. I'm gonna show them boys something, all right? I've been doing this for a long time, and I got a bad little bitch, and I'm going to put it on their ass. And that's all
check,
I'm waiting on. But I'm going to get them. Go
check
ahead.
Check it, and damn, check it, Johnny Quick, them piss Melvin off with them goddamn championship belts. Melvin said he got...
Hey, why wasn't he in the shootout if he had so much confidence?
You know
that's
what?
I'm
I didn't
saying.
Even come around. Hold it. Let me tell you something. I didn't even come there to race. I brought my car there with me, okay? I walked around the parking lot and bullshitting racing boys
you
wanted
to
race.
You came to the track
that's
with a car,
ran.
Not to race.
I didn't
race.
Come to get in that shootout. I don't got 29s on my car, 28. So how can I get in a shootout that's 29s or 28?
You just said
I ain't
you got
stupid.
Some 29s
I know what kind of
tire
I got
car.
On the back of my car. I'm a grudge racer. I'm not going to get in no shootouts. I come to grudge. Remember that, okay? If you in the other lane, I don't give
a grudge race when nobody ain't hurt.
You can go get some 33s and put on that motherfucker that you got. That's what you can go do.
Hey,
I don't give a fuck what you
got. How you a grudge race when nobody ever heard you?
What you do? Say what?
How you a grudge race when nobody heard you? How you a grudge race
when
nobody ever heard
you? I don't know what world you've been living in, then. You must be living in another motherfucking world if you never heard of me.
I've been living in the grudge race world.
I never heard of you, and I live in the same area. I get on the show, and not 2 minutes after it, you're calling me out. And
because,
I don't even know who the hell you are.
But let me tell you something. By the time you started racing, I already had 20 years under my belt. I was at home sitting down minding my own business and got involved in it.
You're trying to catch up.
Let me ask you one question, Melvin.
Go ahead.
Wayne, you got Johnny Quick in this shit. You got Brian in this shit. You going to throw Wayne in it, too?
Man, I knock Wayne off any motherfucking time he wants. You know, that shit that happened
hey,
down
Jay
south.
Barnes.
It is behind me.
Jay Barnes.
I don't give a fuck about
yeah.
that. They didn't give me my money, and they talked that bullshit.
Hey,
but the thing
need?
Is, I want to gap
hey,
that motherfucker just like I
yeah.
done that other boy last night, man. I'm going
to
gap every last
you
one
want
of
me
them
to,
motherfuckers
you want me to,
that shit.
Can I right. sum Melvin up for you in a little sentence?
Okay, go ahead.
You what?
You've got champagne dreams, broke pockets, over at bad company. We call him the lost prophet.
God
you
damn.
Know what? You know what? You know what? See, that's what I'm talking about. You got jokes, motherfucker, but I come to race. You can make up every kind
and
of
and I got a bad bitch. What you
want to
do with it?
And talk all,
well,
that
you
shit, motherfucker, all you want. When we at the draft, motherfucker, we going to
hey,
race.
You got
when
on
I
me.
Motherfucker,
I get called on the show, and I'm talking, and you drew on me.
What
I don't even know who you are.
And I drew on you, and I'm going to race you. I'm drawing on you. What you want to lock up there? Talk about what do you want to lock up?
When you're going
to
be at the track, I'll be
what
there.
What do you
want to
lock
name
up?
Name your day, I'll be there. Talk is cheap, boy.
And when you're there
do?
For Johnny,
I'm not
I'll be there
about
on you, too.
Tell me a day, I will be there, and I will race you. Let's do this.
There's no ET.
No ET. Who cares about the track? What do you want to do when you want to do it?
No,
the
no
race is going down, dude.
Field.
Hold on a minute. Y'all keep on talking. Hold on. I'm going back on you because I'm at work. I'm still on here. We gonna race, motherfucker. We gonna race. I ain't scared of you. None of your boys neither. Hold on.
Hey, you are. I'll go there Wednesday. I'll go there Friday. I'll fucking go down 6 mile an hour drive tonight if you really want to. When you want to do this? I'm going to tell you what I know you, motherfucker. The only reason I know you is because you run in your mouth back in the day on the street because you were on Pink's All Over one time. Nobody gets
a fuck
about
that. Yeah, he was on Pink's. Now, I've seen him on Pink's. I know you. He's a bad man on Pink's now. You're a bad man on Pink's.
Who was on Pink?
Yeah,
shit. Who was on Pink?
Hey. Oh, he was on Pink's All Out, I think, back in the day.
Let me tell you what Melvin said. He said he tired of you motherfuckers with them little small ties and championship belts. He's going to go to y'all ass. He's going to throw Wayne ass in. Wayne ain't saying shit. Well, Wayne, you scared of Melvin? Why he won't talk?
I'm at work with all this background noise.
As long as you know you in the shit, too. That's all I want you to know.
I bet Wayne is laughing his ass off walking around at work.
I fucked up my car recently. Sorry, motherfucker. Leave that motherfucker alone. He ain't shit.
God damn. So, Wayne, you out in the race, Melvin?
Yeah, I was whooping his ass down in Lena before I hit the guardrail. That motherfucker was 20 cars back.
Melvin, y'all don't piss Melvin off. He said he got to go on mute to get his blood.
It's funny. He wants to talk to you about whooping on bullshit. I whooped them on motor last year. He acting like that's a trophy. Like he got to hang that one up on the wall. Those guys are slow. They ain't nobodies.
Yeah,
and he's hanging his head on the wall like he did something. They ain't nobodies.
No offense to bullshit, but he races the slowest car in bullshitter in Michigan.
Yeah, and he thinks he's a somebody. I mean, come on. They probably just felt sorry for his ass and gave him a race, a mercy race. If he had some balls, why didn't he call us out at the racetrack? Why have we been to every OET and he's never been there to try to race us? We were at the first OET racing in snow. He wasn't there trying to race nobody. Why does he get out here and think he wants to talk tough in front of everybody on the radio show and put on the front when me and Brian both told him, when do you want to race? And he's trying to say, oh, some gay shit, like, oh, when we're at the track. No, man, set it up. Let's do this.
If he says he's all about the racing and not all the limelight, why the fuck are you calling into the talk show talking shit? If you're about racing, he would have been racing us like Johnny said last night we were at the Motor City Mayhem.
I know
he didn't go to Johnny's trailer. He sure as hell didn't come to mine.
Melvin's blood pressure's up now. Y'all gotta give me every time to calm down. He said, "God damn it!" I just want to make sure that y'all realize that Melvin said y'all. All that damn champ shit and the damn belts, y'all fucking with him, and he'll knock Wayne off of a damn good measure just because.
Talk is cheap.
Hold on, let's get some damn opinion on that shit. Well, let me ask you this, champ. I got two champs on. I got to recognize two champs, Johnny, and we can't get Aaron. Have anybody tried to get Aaron? We still trying to get Aaron on the line. So
man, Aaron been on the phone.
Now. Huh?
Aaron been on the phone, Jay. Yeah, he on the phone.
Aaron, where you at?
Aaron been on.
The last time I thought I was talking to Aaron Bryan, I was talking to Brian. Aaron.
He was on the phone. Just he said what's going on. He was on the phone about 7 minutes ago. Somebody called him in.
Well, y'all, we need
Huh?
Oh, we got a lot of hands up down here. Give me a minute. Let me go back up here.
Let me give you his in case he's trying to call in. I don't know if he's trying to call in. I'll give you his last four, but his last four is 9502.
9502?
Yeah.
Yes, I got
here, 95. Someone might have to call him. I've been trying to call this damn show all day and couldn't get in.
Yeah. We got some good shit going on here. We got damn two champs on the same show, so shit. You know, how in the hell can you expect to get in? This ain't no bullshit show. We got two champs on the same show, man. And we got the only thing that we got trying to lock them in is a damn back ass with 33. A damn badass Mel. Y'all done made Mel mad. He's got damn blood pressure up right now. Let me go. Y'all done fucked up now. I called Turbo Tim the Maximum One, but let's see. I'm gonna see if he gonna damn talk. But now, let's see. I'm sorry. Tim, that's you?
What's up? What's up, Javon?
All right. How they hanging?
I'm a little after kind of sweaty. I'm at work.
What you got on your mind? I mean, tell me, listen, I got two champs on the phone. I got Johnny Quick, the baddest man out of Michigan on 29. I got Chucky Brian Davis, the baddest man on 28 out of Michigan. And they said as long as nobody moves, won't nobody get hurt. What you going to say?
Man, all I know is they put on a nice show this weekend, man. We had a fucking good time. Fucking good time. Johnny, I ain't gonna lie, Johnny, before you was right. Chucky, I hate to see you go out like that when you have problems with your car, but you know that's part of racing, man. So, you know.
Exactly. It is part of racing. You can't get mad.
Can't get mad, man. All you gotta do is go out, try to get him again the next time, man. But, you know, we had fun, a little controversy. You know what I'm saying? But that's part of racing, too. Kind of wish it didn't go the way it went. You know what I mean? And all in all, We had a fucking good time, man.
Well, one thing I will say is after that race when my car died, one of Johnny's crew members, Mike Peters, opened the door right away and asked if I was okay, you know, is everything all right? And I told him, yeah, it just shut off. The first thing he says, you know, we really didn't want to win like that. If you like, we'll run it back. And, you know, they didn't have to do that. That was pretty stand-up from them. But the minute Johnny left and went down, the track closed, they pulled the tree down, so... I want to tip my hat off to those guys. They were real stand up about it. They weren't hooting and hollering, beating their chest. You know, they were very professional. So, my hat's off to those guys.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Brian, I wouldn't be racing. My battery took a crap earlier in that day. I went up to Brian's trailer. He gave me a battery out of his trailer. I wouldn't have been racing if it wasn't for Brian. There was no controversy between me and Brian at all. Me and him are already in talks, racing another time. We're trying to find a place to do it at. It's one of those things. We're definitely gonna kick it off. You can't have that many bulls around here and not settle it. So we're
exactly.
Definitely going to get it off one of these days.
Hey, Johnny,
I tried asking for my battery back before that race, but Johnny wouldn't give it to me.
Hey, Johnny,
nope, nope.
I just fucking with that.
Hey, Johnny, quick.
Yeah.
Man, I just want to let you know congratulations on your win, man.
Thanks, I appreciate
y'all,
it.
Y'all been going at it kind of hard trying to get that motherfucker together. You know what I mean? You know, hard work pay off sometimes, so.
Oh, yeah. It never took years off my life.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But, you know, come on. I would rather see everybody make the trip. You know what I'm saying? When you get the situation shoot off. I know y'all kind of want to give a win and take a win the way it went, but. So when everybody make the trip and you wife that's going door to door with a motherfucker, man, that's when you really got the most fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a good time, you know. Of course, winning was a bonus, but I was just glad to be back out there racing again, man. I've been having some bad luck the last couple of years, been getting heckled by everybody, and finally got the car, making some passes, now starting to get some faith in it. We can start traveling. We got an invite to Mike Hill's race, I guess. But I think it falls around the same time as an OET. And then I know there's a hat race over at NLR, I think June 1st or something. And then, you know, obviously the stuff at the 15th. So just got to look at the schedule and see what we want to do, you know, whatever the finance will allow. But definitely want to race the car. It's not a showpiece. I'm not trying to, you know, just have a conversation piece. I just want to race. So we'll see what's up.
Is there anybody on the phone tonight? Anybody in the radio land? Who dispute? I asked this question the other night at the track. You know, I want to make sure. Is there anybody out there that dispute that Johnny is the baddest man on 29s? And I'm saying this, I'm moving the word Michigan out intentionally. So let me say it right. Is there anybody out there?
I don't know how you can dispute it. He won.
No, I'm talking about from coast to coast. Can anybody dispute or willing to dispute the fact that Johnny Quick is the baddest man on 29 coast to coast?
But
I
call
Johnny Davis is the baddest man on 28 coast to coast.
Do I need to call Johnny for them 29s?
Hey, I got Aaron on the phone right now. I just want to let everybody know.
Well, let's go to Aaron. Aaron, how you making it, man? How you making it? Everything good with you? All
right. Yeah, working hard, man. Working hard.
Aaron, everybody wanted to hear your side of the story, man. We know there's some controversy, so if you don't mind, you know, but we respect your decision. But Can you enlighten us? I mean, what was the deal? What's going on with that issue between yourself and your family?
Let me background. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you.
I was trying to see. Yeah, we're just trying to see if you would speak on what was the problem this weekend. Go ahead.
Everything was good. I just thought, we from the same city, straight up racing, man. I ain't think he's no bullshit, though. But, that's how you play the game. Fuck it. But only thing I got to say is when I play it, just don't get mad. We good, though.
Well,
but I see how it goes. It's about winning when you sit in that seat, huh? That's it.
Well, let me ask you something. Did you pay off?
No, I didn't even know it was a bet, man. I was in the car. I didn't even know anybody was betting. I was doing for the belt.
Okay, okay.
I made the video right with what's name. I come for that belt.
Right.
Hey,
right.
He did. That's very true. Aaron did not know
that's
about
that. That's what I said. I didn't even know nothing about no bet.
Right.
Well,
Tom
was retired, man. He was taking care of my crew chief.
Right.
I didn't even know that about a bet. I didn't have 5 cents in that bet. I was trying to get a belt.
Right. Well, we can definitely appreciate that. If you don't know what's going on, ain't no way in the world you can have no insight to that,
Can I ask a question out of Aaron's on the phone? And I ain't going to be smart ass, but Aaron, how do you feel I did you wrong? I pulled into beans within 6 seconds. There's a procedure, just like a turbo car.
When a car, right, but I know you don't got no turbo car, Johnny. That's
right,
why
but
playing.
I got a clutch car, so let me talk. I got to set the brake pressure. I got to set the brake pressure right, make sure I don't roll through beams like Rube did to me last year. There's a procedure I got to do on my car. I got to be comfortable in my car. I'm comfortable in how I stage my car.
I appreciate it. You said that and came up to me and was like, let me go in first. It don't take me no time, but.
Dude, it's racing. We got seven seconds to get in.
I'm not going to go into no match with you. When you ran Brian Davis, he did the same thing I did. He turned the first bulb on. You turned one on. He turned one on. You go right in, man.
Yep.
Period.
Tonight a double bomb me. You hear me crying about it? It's racing, dude. If I can take an advantage, I'm going to take it. Why did you leave me at the starting line for 2.5 minutes?
Who put you on the starting line for 2.5 minutes?
You did. When I did my burnout, I was up there purging. I was sitting there idling for 2.5 minutes while you guys were back there messing around.
They told me to shut the car off, man.
They told me to shut the car off 100 times, too. My tires are getting cold. My temperature's getting hot. I left the line out at 220 degrees.
Johnny, I'm in a car strapped in. They told me to cut the car off. They told me to fire it up. They said, cut the car off. I don't know what they was wiping up out there with that mop, man. All they did was told me to cut the car off.
Yeah. You left me hanging out.
I ain't never made nobody wait on no starting line. I never played no games with nobody.
I did nothing wrong. I went in 6 seconds.
You're right. It's driver's area. And I take full responsibility. But when I go to race and somebody race me, just don't get mad at what I do.
I'm ready for it.
When I go to a track, just let me know if it's a 7-second rule in effect. If it ain't that, don't worry about what I do in my car, as long as the bugs come on, when I turn them on.
Even if there was a 7-second rule, didn't it go over 7 seconds?
I don't care what it went, man. You had plenty of time to come in them beans, but you played a game. You played a good game. You got out. So, you won the race, man. Congratulations, all right?
There's been like 5-6 people that all recorded it. Well, I don't
care what they recorded.
Let's do it.
Can I get the re-race back, and what I got to do to get that belt? I don't care about the money. We put the $3,500, whatever. I don't care. I want a clean race, and we're going to see who got the baddest G-body against a Mustang. I'm not scared of you, period.
Well, get that money, talk to your boys, tell them to pay me the money that you already lost.
We can race Wednesday, huh?
Talk to your boys, tell them to give me the money they hit. You already lost, and let's do it.
That ain't what they told me. They came with a deal. They told me that something put this money up in the race. Peso nobody. He called Wayne or something. I don't know.
Oh, you want to do it that way? So you guys want to go out still not paying, and you want to go out like that? So Peso Wayne got to buy you out of your debt.
I didn't race you for no money. I was in a event, man.
You don't rep your crew?
Huh? No, I worked on my car. If you came over there, who was around my car? Me, Rich, Durrell, and Cone. That's all I work on my car.
Them guys back at the barbecue pit, man. Ask Brian Davis, he was right next to me. When nobody touched my car, I tend to my car. That's what I do. That's my car.
Well, that's not your crew. Those 100 people running around your car ain't your crew.
There wasn't nobody running around my car. Brian Davis, who was at my car, Brian? He on the phone?
It was Rich and the guys, you said.
Okay, then. There were four people around my car that touched my car. I was in a pit, man.
When Johnny came over to talk to you, I was not in the area. So I don't know who was over there when Johnny came over there. I was nowhere near the area.
Who was
around
the car all day, Brian? That's what I asked you. Who was around the car?
It was you. It was, like you said, it was you,
Brian,
Rich, and then
four.
A couple other guys that you named.
Who was around that car there, man? I don't know none of that. I said that.
What is the next IT?
Huh?
What's the date of the next NOET?
May 25th,
Jeff. Hey, we ain't even got to wait for NOET. I'm ready, man. My car ready.
We're ready, too.
I'm ready whenever you
want to
do.
I got to maintenance a couple things real fast, but I can probably be ready in the next couple days. Maybe Friday or Saturday we get down.
Let me know when you're ready.
Can we wait for the 25th, man?
I got to put up additional
I might be going down to Mike Hill's race on the 25th. I might not be here in Michigan. So that's why I got to figure out what I'm doing, and then we'll do it here at home. If I'm going out of town, I'm racing other people out of town, but we'll figure out a day here shortly. We might be able to do it Wednesday.
All right. Mike Hill's race. I thought no more Southern race.
Huh?
Race. When is that?
I don't know.
That's
we got to run into some Mike Hill's race, I think, on the 25th or something.
It is the 25th.
Hey, first of all, Wayne, I need you to meet your mic. Daddy. I don't know if you should listen.
I just want to say
thank y'all for agreeing to race. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
you know that,
I'm paying, so I'm not mad. Nobody but myself. You're right. I should have just let them stage, but I mean, it's all good though, man. I mean, I'm doing my race. Nobody can tell me what to do. Nothing. All that courtesy shit over with. So I'm playing my game. I'm playing my car game. It's my car. I play it like I want to play it. So, mother got something to say after that? Then you come see me afterwards. But don't tell me how to race my car and what to do. I don't want to hear none of that shit. Nothing.
You just telling me how to race my car.
I didn't tell you how to race your car.
Hold on.
I don't race you with your car like that.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Aaron, this is how I see it.
Yeah.
If you didn't have no money in that pot, if you ain't had no money in that pot and you did what you did, Johnny or nobody from his crew can look for you to pay for that. A man is a man. You can't tell your crew to pay off a bet because you yourself didn't bet the money.
Aaron said Randy is the only one that can lock in for his car, and Randy's the one who locked that race in. Randy locked up that pot, and Aaron said Randy is the only one that can lock that in.
Well, you got to look for Randy to pay that bet. You can't look for Aaron.
That's Aaron's man, though. Aaron said Randy is his
No. I don't care who your man is. You got to look for, we all over 21. Randy's over 21. If Randy roughed that bet off and roughed it off and didn't pay it, then you got to look for Randy to get paid. You can't look for Aaron to get paid because Aaron didn't make that bet.
Everybody should know 6 Mile Randy's the one who fucked us. That's what everybody should know then.
There you go. You got to look at the man that placed the bet.
And what crew does he represent? Aaron's crew.
It doesn't matter. See, y'all, I'm trying to give y'all some understanding about grudge bet. Even though I got booking rights on Big Dragcock, and he let y'all know I got booking rights. If I lock the money in with Chucky, I'm responsible for that money, not Big Drag. I'm responsible for that money. Y'all cannot look for Aaron to be responsible for that money if that man did not have money in. If he had $200 in, y'all could only look for Aaron to be responsible for $200. The man sat there and said he ain't had nothing responsible. First of all, y'all know, now we know we got to put it in the third person's hand. But if Chucky came to this crew with $4,500 and Randy had $4,500, no matter who Randy got the money from to make up the $4,500, Randy is responsible. That's the only person you can look for to make that money right in grudge
on the phone
terms. There you go.
Because Aaron,
Aaron, this is my thing though. That then Aaron need to let everybody know that Randy don't have booking rights no more, so that won't be no misunderstanding.
There you go.
You know, I mean.
When I went in that race, I paid $300 to get in a race for some money. That's what I paid. That's what I was in. I tuned my car. I did what I had to do with my car. My people put gas and everything in it. They called me. They told me to come up to the line. Do this, do that. That's all I did. I came back. I didn't do nothing to nobody out there. I just pinned my car, man, for the race. Because I told
them
when I first got there, that belt mine.
So what they had was a $4,500 side bet. It was a hat race, second round race with a $4,500 side bet.
Well, Aaron, now that you know that Randy, 6 Mile Randy, that's what y'all just called him, right? If he misrepresenting you, not himself, if he's misrepresenting you, I mean, you need to at least, you know, I mean, I wouldn't let him have booking rights for my car if he misrepresent me. That's what I'm saying.
Only thing about that, he did. I mean, the way I look at it, he didn't book the. It was a hat race. He just welched on a side bet.
I agree. He made a side bet. But what makes it confusing? It was a side bet because Aaron didn't know. But what's making it confusing is because Aaron had told people he got booking rights for his car.
Right.
So when you say that, you assume they're together. And I'm just saying, if the man is bad enough not to pay a bet, I wouldn't, even though that's my best boy, I'm going to tell him, look, man, I'll let everybody know, if Randy try to lock you in for me, it's a no-go, because you don't want that trouble. Nobody want that, it just brings bad blood for no reason. And I think, go ahead.
You know what? But it's like the second or third time this done happened up in Detroit. If I'm not mistaken, it happened with Rubes now about a lock-in with Jimbo. So, it seemed like they have a problem with grudge racing terms. And people are welching on bets up there, So,
They need to do it right in the future. Even if it's a side bet, hell, let somebody else hold it. Get the stipulation right, and let somebody else hold the money. Especially when a pot get that big.
$9,000 pot, man.
That ain't nothing that you're supposed to hold in your pocket. No, people don't want to pay. People, they don't want to pay now. Hold on, y'all. If y'all give me 1 minute, let's see what time it is. I got to give these guys a little time to say something right here. Rated X, I'm sorry. Let me see, can y'all bear with me 1 minute? I got to take this little break, and then we'll come back. Rated X, are you there? Rated X.
She went on break on you, man.
Man, Rated X, every time I go to them, man, they be on sleeping and all kind of stuff. Where Rated X at, man? Clark, is Rated X? Am I talking to Rated X, Clark?
I know that was all a few minutes ago, Jay. They should be still there.
Well, I got the mic open, Clark. Whenever they wake up, they'll come on.
Somebody just got two under the bus.
Let me see here.
Yeah, come on. Hey,
Jay, they
talking. Come on, Sly.
Oh, this is worrying,
Puff. Sly, what's going on, man? Let me introduce the world to Rated X Racing. They out of Mississippi, and they got a racing team of about 3 or 4 cars. What kind of cars y'all got? Y'all basically on G-Bodies and Mustangs, or what you got out in Rated X?
It's a Nova. We got a Nova, Mustang, and a S10 small block.
And all of them sitting on stock spending?
Nah, all of them are four-link cars.
How big a tire? I bet you won't tell me you got some cheaper Melvin. I put Melvin on your ass. Speak up.
Yeah.
I never listened.
I guarantee you, goddamn, you had to pay me every way back to Detroit, wherever he's from.
All right. I just want you to know, Melvin, listening. But listen, man, I know y'all got something coming up. Tell us what you got. I mean, what you got coming up?
We having a race down at Hattiesburg Hub City Dragway on the 25th of May. It's going to be like a pre-Memorial Day shootout. We're going to be giving away, we're giving away door prize for the women. We're going to have a drawing for Michael Kors purse. You know, it's a 6070 class. All-day grudge racer, you know, that's the thing we like to do. See it run with your brawn.
Well, let me ask you this here. There's two bad men in Detroit, the baddest men. I'm saying they're the baddest men in the country. Johnny Quick on 29, and I just got a text from him. He said he would love to come down there and wax on y'all ass. You know, all he needs is a damn a firm invitation. That's all he needs. And
hey, Jake, not cutting you off. How can you say they the baddest man in the country when you haven't seen our shit? Well, I tell you what, just be there on the 25th and have what's the name and the other champion have them with you.
Listen, I don't know. Brian might be already booked now. But now, if you got anything sitting on 29? Do you have Do you have something sitting on 29?
Small block, S10 truck.
Sitting on 29W?
Yep. We'll be sitting on 229.
Now, before you get in trouble, the best thing for you to say is just to bow down, because if you mess around and say something about the $500 deposit and a date, you're going to have trouble now. So bow down gracefully now. Bow down in the presence of your king. Bow down. You know.
But
so Johnny Quick ain't nothing to play with now.
Hey, shit, the only somebody we're going to bow down to is Jesus, goddammit. And you know he ain't touched down yet.
You know, we're going to have this conversation again now, because I just want you to know Johnny Quick is listening, and I don't know if you want that trouble. Hold on, I'm going to, let me go on and off.
J-Bone.
Yes, sir.
I'm pretty sure Clark got the address to down at the Hub City. Give him the address and tell him to put that motherfucker in there in a GPS and find a way to Mississippi. That's all
let me ask you this now. I'm asking a question because Johnny Quick's dived out on me this earlier today. Let me ask you a question. If Johnny Quick, you got a small block truck. You got a small block truck on 29 10 5.
That's right.
And you saying you willing to do the dance with the Michigan 29 champ?
Shit, you just said he was the champ of the world. Shit, I'm ready to do
the
dance.
Okay, the champ of the world.
You're right.
Yeah. You're right. I stand corrected. He is. You're right.
Hey.
So, I'm trying to get you shared the bag out gracefully. You just said you untested. So, you're going to take an untested truck and run the baddest man on 29 in the world?
Hey, Jay, we not scared. If he got enough nuts to
he whooped, not scared. This man, we're not scared.
Listen to what I'm saying. If he got enough nuts to fly from Michigan to Mississippi, goddamn, I got enough nuts to try his ass to get in the life with him.
You heard that, Clark?
I heard it, Jay.
You heard that, Clark?
I heard it.
All right. It's going to be...
Hey, Clark.
What's going on,
bro?
Hey, Clark, did he hear what I just said? That Johnny Quick, whoop, not scared racing.
Hey, he better hear you. He better hear you, Jay. Hey, Big Clark.
He's always scared.
Yeah. This is the mother cat, boy. You know who I am.
Uh-oh. There go the other one there.
What's going on?
Hey, there's a whole host of
okay. Let me ask you, Clark. I want to know if the second one going to back up what the first one said. Let's see. Let's find out. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, Mr. Davon. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I know y'all. Tell me again, you know, what the event that y'all got going on coming up. I want you to, you know, what you got coming up?
May 25th, Hub City, baby, down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Coming out, baby.
Now, listen, I got two of the baddest men in the country on. Johnny Quick is the baddest man on 29 and the newly crowned champ on 29. And you know, and I don't know if y'all want none of that trouble, man. I don't know if y'all want none of that trouble. I don't know if y'all want him to come down there and wreak havoc on them Hattiesburg or not. But I'm saying walk lightly now before you watch what you say. So he listening. Just be careful about what you say.
It ain't but one Quick in this world, and he down here in Mississippi, man. There's other cat you talking about. I don't know nothing about him.
Now you saying Johnny Quick is an imposter?
I'm saying Johnny Quick. He just had them lights, and that's what he's looking for.
I just don't believe
y'all.
Hey,
Jay. I'll let you know my schedule. I'm like Jay said, I'm the champ. You gotta come to me, and I'll let you know my schedule where I'm gonna be at. You do it formally. You can come try to win the belt and see if that's true or not.
Oh yeah. Hey, you guys got anything in 28?
Nah, man, sound like you didn't call G and get some 29.
That would sound like. All we need is
well, how about this? I'll pay your gas and I'll run that S10, bring that fucking thing up to Detroit.
Uh-oh. Do what now? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You're not trying to get in trouble, are you? Clark, do Ready X travel, Clark? He said he'll pay your gas money to come get this ass whooping. Then we
hey, Jay, sound like that's that badass Chucky. Hey, Chucky, you just hold on a minute. We got something coming up for you.
Hey, look, y'all got to go on Grudge Inc. tomorrow, man. I got pictures of Chucky sitting up in the driver's seat, and he got a knife. He got a knife drawn. Man, y'all got to see Chucky is sitting at the in the cockpit with a knife in his hand, man. You got to see that.
Who in the car with him, Jay?
Is Chucky and Brian Davis?
There you go.
Both of them sitting in there. But
they
got a knife. They sitting up in there, man.
Right. So they ain't scared nobody but they tell, right?
Brian said that I tell you what. Now I don't know if this will help or hurt, but hell, I'll add some money to that damn gas money. Matter of fact, I like to see that. I like to see H rated goddamn go up against. This is the champ. Hold on, they don't understand. Clark, do they understand that these are good in champs? These ain't no play champs, huh? Clark, you better explain this shit.
Yeah. Hey, Jay.
Hey, sound like Chucky want to play.
The point you're missing, man. We ain't running and ducking, dodging, no goddamn body.
Nobody.
We're going to get in the lights. We're going to get in the lights. Hey, we going to have something to accommodate everybody.
And I do mean everybody.
Clark.
Hey, Jay, I just got a why. I just got a why.
Uh-oh. What is that, Clark?
The why come from none other than the number one stunner. He said y'all can meet in Montgomery on the 19th.
And then Clark said, damn it, the stunner ain't spoke up.
Stunner had woke up. Anything I just want to talk about.
Wait, tell me what you said, Clark.
The stunner said that y'all can meet in Montgomery on the 19th.
Hey, Clark.
What's up, bud?
Clark. Didn't I tell Stunner I was coming over there? Didn't I ask Stunner we were going to have the car ready?
You want to run the Stunner?
Hey, we ain't ducking nobody, Clark. That's what we trying to tell you and Jay, man. Hey.
My bad for being hard-headed. Hey, I got somebody for your ass. Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. You got that badass hope.
Then you hear this song, right?
Hey, I got somebody for this. Hey, Gadget, get him, Gadget. Hey, y'all on this motherfucker phone like y'all gonna do something, man.
I'm sick of y'all running out with a motherfucking mouth. I ain't gonna do shit, man.
Hey, hey, the same thing.
Hey, we even got $50 locked up. You ain't gonna run three races in the whole goddamn field.
Shut the fuck up, man. Lock your motherfucking truck up. Shut the fuck up and lock that regular ass truck you got up, man.
Got your ass locked up, man.
Hey, man, I'm gonna give you the back tire of your truck, man. So shut the fuck up. You ain't got me locked in with shit.
Hey, we already got your ass locked in. You gonna run what we let you run.
Put up a deposit, man, or shut the fuck up. That's what you do, man. Put up a motherfucking deposit, man. I'll lock up $500 on $1,500. I'm gonna give you the back tie with that fucking truck.
Uh-oh.
Hey, who's gonna talk, man?
I got off the line for 1 minute, came back, and folks talking about fucking folks and shit. Ooh, what's going on?
We got you locked in with the back tie, with the Nova.
Yeah, I'm going to run a Nova, too, man. I'm running a Nova. I also want to get a, I want to get a truck the back tie.
Well, you shut the fuck up. We ain't got all the booze out of the truck yet.
You shut the fuck up, man. You shut the fuck up, man. Four, 3, 2, 3.
You on with anybody? You on your?
Yeah, okay. Wayne got me on.
You on with Wayne? Okay.
I text you his number, Jay.
Okay. That's good. I'm good. Just hold what you got.
Oh, okay.
Paul,
Nice stuff.
What happened to Jay?
Jay got stuck. What's up, Clark?
What up, Legal Leon?
You know that's right. What's happening?
Man, did you get on anybody's head this weekend?
No, I couldn't get that thing to hook, man. It kept shaking the tire. I broke the windshield.
Leon, you got to cut down on some of that power you got, Leon. You got too much power.
It's okay. It's at the chassis shop right now.
That's what I'm talking about. You ain't waiting around, man. You doing what you got to
do. It'll be there, Rance.
Okay. All right. They told me three little showed his ass up that weekend. Is that true, Leah? Nigga Leon. Leon.
Yeah.
Hey, they told me three little showed his ass this weekend.
What'd he do?
They say he went down there and all you see was a yellow streak going down the racetrack. Is that true?
I seen Mo smoke in the street.
I seen him dragging your ass, though.
He's supposed to drag when I cut my car off. If it shake the tire, what you gonna stay in your car for if you're a racist? It's always another day. And hey, and let you know that's my son, so we can do that to each other. But all you outsiders get in the way is gonna be something different. How about that?
Man, I was in your way, Leon, and you scared of me.
He was another hot mouth. Who was that holler?
Yeah, who was that?
At that ass. When you ready, anytime.
Holler?
Street King.
Who's that?
Let me say it again. Street King.
Hey, Street King. Only thing about it, when I have problems, you ain't going to get me like that. I have problems, so I just step down. You was a man at home. When I get my car be back Wednesday, when I get my car together, me and you going to tangle, okay? But we're going to tangle like the back door, man. We don't run no 8th mile, man. Y'all ain't gonna never run me if you don't want to run no 1/4 mile, man.
All you gotta do is get on.
Oh.
Y'all know how we race.
Can you let me know when you're ready so I can make sure I change my gear? That's all I ask.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna change it for
no. I definitely do that.
All right, you let me know when. I know they're gonna be this year though, so.
I don't know why not. You just talking shit. If I'd have caught you at the track when you first made your first hit, you'd have had your feelings hurt. But I didn't get there on time.
What you mean?
You weren't even getting down the track, Aaron. You weren't getting down the track, man. Don't start that bullshit. You weren't getting down the track.
Nope.
And it took me all day to get there.
Dude, I took 2 hits to get down the track. What you talking about?
You didn't get down
okay.
on purpose because he's testing the track.
I did it on purpose, man. I want to see what the track you hold. See, that's the ignorant part.
Uh-oh.
You're trying to get it easy. I'm trying to race the track, son. So whenever you're ready, break some off in your ass so scandalous, kind of, you ain't going to put a hat on no more.
Walking around with that, you ain't got enough sense to do that because you get too fired up already, so I already know what to do for you.
See,
just calm down, son. Just take it easy.
These three lug a man. That man say, I ain't got nothing for you, man, unless you're going to give me the break. I respect him. You won't do it because you know you can't run me, but you want to keep playing the running game. Just say
you know why three lug did it? Because three lug ain't got no business in running you. You ain't nobody. Why should I make you feel good and you ain't whooped me yet? You whooped me once and I whooped you last. So I think I got
really?
Up because I whooped the last ass whooping, so we got to break that tie. So until we break that tie, we'll deal with that.
Hey, man.
You got to whoop me, sir. Okay?
See ya. I got a picture I'm looking at right now on my phone, and you in the back of my car with your arms folded.
you watch the repo, man.
And you know what? Fix it. I got a picture in my phone with me at a rope trying to pull you down the back and pull you down the back on the wheelie bars too. So now you gotta come on and pull it together. Let's put them together.
Man, I'll take the woolly bars off. You make the money, right? I show you, I don't need them. Did you still touch the ground?
Hey, man. Stop that, man. This is 13. Quit trying to rob somebody's car, man. I'll see you again real soon, sir.
Yeah.
You ain't even. Hey, listen. Y'all switching cars on me. Y'all switching cars and motor. Y'all left the Mustang, retired the Mustang to get a Malibu.
Man,
see, I ain't got a switch car because you got a whoopee.
My motor is my motor. It's been in my car. I never changed my motor. I don't need to.
Hey, listen. I got something even sweeter for you. Put your gear in that car. You got the back tire with that yellow car we got up there.
We don't have a car. Can you tell them somebody sold it? He'll be ready next week.
No. You hear what I'm saying, sir? That 67 Camaro we got up there, we had up there. I will give you the back tire, man, and break your back, man. In three places, sir. Hello?
Now you want to call me.
That's what I thought. You got the red car, sir.
That red Mustang with drag ray on it will run that car. Now what you want to do?
When you want to do that?
It won't side of me.
When you want to do it? Hold on. Let me put the bank on the phone. We should lock some money in right now. Hold on. You better get that red thing on the phone.
Hold on. No, I ain't locking it too. You don't lock it with me.
Hold on. Let me get the bank on the phone. That's what you do. Hold on. Let me get the bank on the phone.
That's what I want. Give me something you can lock in, motherfucker. Y'all get smiles on the phone. He's scared. Now he really scared. Running, motherfucker. You got a runner. Stop fired. Man down.
Did Leon say he don't run the eighth, only the quarter?
Nah, he wanna run the quarter, but he don't. He's a joke, man. Man's a joke.
Leon's scared as shit.
Yeah, he's scared. I got that call right now in the back with his phone.
Hey, Aaron, you know what burns you up? You just hate because you whoop me and I whoop your ass last. And you can't stand it, so that's all it is. So you might as well stop all that talking until we get back in the lane and get down.
You'll get beat again and again and again. I can take an ass whoop. You can't.
All right,
so get out there.
Hey, listen. Well, you're so low. Hey, look, every time they get you on the phone, you get all hyped up and riled up for no reason. Your blood pressure jumping. That ain't no reason to do all that. Because you got your ass whooping. I already see you can't take no pressure. Johnny made your ass turn that light on, man. You knew that you heard that mother stick over the guy that you going to hurry up and left. He's going to hang that stick right up your ass.
Hey. Congratulations.
Randy told Keith he gonna duck and say he ain't see no red light. Be a sportsman and pay that man.
At least he had the balls to sit on side of me. What did you do? You ran the whole fucking day. A dumbass motherfucker popping woolies out there with woolie cars 90 inches long.
So what?
You the stupid man. Stupid.
Hey, you lost your voice arguing with me and what you do? You argue with me and went up there and turned that old light on with your scary ass. You can't sit there.
I can't tell. You're a runner.
Hey, listen, that's two races I've seen. You took Wayne and Jack Wayne money off twice up at Ohio at Norwalk, and then you come up in Detroit, you jacked your Bucks money off. Same shit.
I bet you I ain't jacked their money off, and I drug your ass down this motherfucking 1320 district. All you can say was, we need a bigger motor. And you guess what? As soon as this motherfucking Mustang get ready, that yellow one, I'm coming out here to fuck you up. You ain't got to worry about it. It's going to sit like you, son. It's going to look just like you. Back half and everything. Coming for that ass.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, don't know where Leon went. Yeah.
He running. You know where he went.
Leon.
Leon's scared as fuck.
Well, that got quiet.
And when the next beat race, bud? When y'all next beat race?
Twelve days next Saturday.
Oh yeah, that's the one in Martin. But our next no EC is
25th.
Yep.
May 25th is my own no EP.
Man, we got to go somewhere else to race, man.
Well,
Clark
got a
race. It might be a little travel involved. Clark, ain't you got a race coming up? Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's this weekend,
Clark.
Though, Jay.
Huh?
I said, that's this weekend.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
But,
damn, is this weekend? Shit, boy, that's closer than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Tell everybody
what
it's money action
going
to be this weekend.
Oh, yeah, Lena, Mississippi, man, back in Lena. Me and Gabby got a 6-0, 7-0, 2-10-5. It's free entry fee on all the classes. Got Willie Dog and with the Trey One car and Gadget locked in to raise head up.
Who you betting on, Clark?
Now, you know I gotta go with my man, get
it. I'm just checking.
We ain't gonna let nobody come down here and shoot us like that. We ain't gonna do that.
Hello.
They coming out backyard and ain't give us nothing, right?
Yeah. Well, listen, y'all. Is Wayne Mike open? I want Mike. Wayne didn't get a chance to thank everybody for the show. Wayne, are you there? Clark, look at the board and see if Wayne Mike open.
Okay, give me 1 second, Jay.
I walked away from it too. I wanted Wayne to. I know you want to say something. Thank everybody for coming out.
And, I want to thank Mylon. I want to thank all the racers that got in the shootout. I want to thank Grill Geek. I want to thank Peso. I want to thank all the fans that showed up, supported all the races, and it was a damn good show, and I look forward to doing
your
it again.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
I don't know what's going on right there, man.
Yeah, oh yeah, somebody, I'm trying to call somebody in. But,
to replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star.
Wayne.
To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
I don't know why she won't hang up. That's the question.
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
I don't see it on my board, so I don't know. That's somebody's damn personal phone doing that there. But listen,
That's my fault. I hung the line up.
Okay. Wayne, did you, is there anybody, Wayne, that you want a second chance at that you didn't get a chance to get to this weekend?
Yes, sir. Mr. Johnny Quick.
Uh-oh.
You know, me and Johnny got to the point where we ain't even got to argue about this shit. When we at the track at the same time, it's going down, no doubt about it.
That ain't no issue. That ain't no issue there. Wayne, is Johnny Quick? I ain't Melvin.
I don't need no attention.
Hey. Is Johnny Quick still on?
No, he got off, man.
Well, I'm sorry, not Melvin. You got me talking about Melvin. Wayne.
Yes,
Melvin, I mean Wayne, who is the
who is the champ of the 29 in Michigan?
Who is the champ?
Yeah.
Now, goddamn it, you know I ain't gonna keep congratulating this motherfucker now, Jay.
I didn't want you to hear you call him champ. That's all. I didn't want to hear you call him champ.
Hey, you pushed me now, goddamn.
Yes, sir. Oh, we got a damn new champ. We got a new champ. Damn champ, bad. So, there's some real damn champs up there, man.
Oh, I see.
The only person I know capable of whooping Wayne White Trash ass is Lil Red Riding Hood. You know what I'm saying? That's the only person I know to whoop Wayne there. That was a new thing for me to see somebody else other than I wonder where is damn 007. 007 needs to come on and damn make Wayne shut up.
Double 007 don't want to see me, boy.
Hey, Carl, you know I can't. Is it too late for me to get 007 on so he can make Wayne shut up? That's the only time I know Wayne get quiet when 007 come on.
You about to make me take this damn eyelaw over talking that shit.
Hey, Jay.
Huh?
That was the elementary boy trying to tell her, Melvin and
Jay.
Hey,
Jay.
Them the same thing.
Hold up, I need
him
real quick.
What is that, Clark? He's trying to tell me, get your head when you come to Mississippi now.
Bring me a charger,
man.
Huh?
Hey,
Wayne.
Wayne,
I worry, man.
You're struggling with you, though.
Oh. Yeah, I'm on it. That don't get me fired up on this high low shit. Did it show up? Say so.
Yeah.
Say so. Check your email, boy. It's Tim.
My email address?
You texted me. Just check your email. Check your email.
Okay.
All right. Show up.
Now, the Miz Mustang had trouble this weekend. Miz Mustang, they couldn't show up. They had some issues, personal issues to deal with. And so we had to ride without them this time. Paul, you got anything you want to say about this weekend? Go ahead.
Yeah, Jay Vaughn.
Huh?
Says, Charlie get somebody old DJ Grand Mike. He keep texting me to say he want to get on Chuck ass in Montgomery.
Where is the
some random island?
Where is the damn number? I don't see a number, Clark.
He got to be out there somewhere. DJ Grand, hit the one button.
That all. Hold on, y'all. I'm getting these damn beeps here. Hold on. I don't know why in the hell. You know, Lady A, she done damn went out, so I can't. Larry, is that Larry? Let me open Larry, Mike. Let's see. Larry, you know, Lady A, she ain't helping me unless she used to. How you doing, Larry?
Hey. Yeah, Dave Burns, I got Wick on my line, and he been trying to get in so he can holler at y'all. I want to say hello to everybody also, and I'm going to back up and let y'all finish doing this here, and I'll wait.
All right.
Hey, Jay, what's up, Jay?
All right, what's up there, Nano1 Bad Boy? What's the word?
I was trying to see if you had anybody who want to take that mound.
Johnny Quick said that he might, you might get a chance. He want to do the dance with your ass. He might be coming down there on the 25th. And if he come down that way, you know, that damn track ain't going to be bigger than the phobia.
Oh, okay. You said Johnny Quick.
Hold on, let me say it right. The champ, Johnny Quick, said that he might be coming down on the 25th.
DJ might be coming out on the 25th, and if he do, you know, you and him ain't gonna be able to stay in the same damn track long.
Ah, okay. He might not
champ,
be too damn quick.
The champ.
Yeah, 29, I want to congratulate. I want to congratulate him from winning Grudge Inc. Belt over there. And stuff. Hey, we went over there to get our name put on the belt. But I'm glad I heard y'all had a nice show over there. I want to congratulate y'all on that. I heard Leon did his normal, didn't do shit. Shaking motherfucker. Yeah, Leon shaking motherfucker. Tell me, get that motherfucker at the chassis shop. You need to have that motherfucker at the track racing. You got a chassis.
Leon ain't on
to
get on your ass right now. But, Johnny Quick said he's coming that way. And if he coming that way, he got to do something with you.
I won't run anybody.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, we don't talk about it now. Johnny Quick don't want to talk about it right now. He think he'll talk about it tomorrow. He don't want to talk right now.
I sure want to see Johnny Quick, man.
Hello? That's champ Johnny Quick. Don't make that man mad.
Hold on, Whit, what you want to do, Whit? I'm prepared to lock all three of your cards in for the 19th. What you want to do?
Who is that talking?
That's who?
Who was
DJ?
Jay, you hear who that is, Jay? Is that the number one star?
We're what number two, son? all you gotta do is ask me this: how many races is your car capable of? How many lock-ins do you want with your cars? How about that? I don't really want no lock-ins. I just want races. I want races.
I ain't talking about no lock-in.
I ain't talking about no lock-in. I said who wants some of the 901 ball. I didn't say nothing about no lock-in. But what you got? Hold on. I mean, all I can do is guarantee you some racing. If you don't want no lock-in, I can guarantee some racing. But I mean, tell me what you got, it's just some people want to lock in. It's just like you. I mean, we got a couple of cars for the Cone car.
Ooh,
and
ooh,
a couple
ooh.
Of cars for your other two cars. Who you got, DJ? What you got for the Cone car? Don Ye wants some of the Cone car, and Big Low wants some of the Cone car.
Oh,
and
yeah.
CC wants some of the Cone. I'm gonna marry them guys anyway, so that ain't gonna be no thing. I'm gonna marry them guys anyway. And the Predator, I want some of the Predator. I want some of the Junior car. Turbo Tim wants some of the Junior car. Well, we'll be over there then, so there ain't going to be no time. Okay. We'll be over there where y'all can get all the extra y'all on. You ain't going to have to worry about not getting no races. We got all the races you want. Much race you want to do, we got you. Yeah. Now, I ain't going to be with one flaw. I'm going to have that radio on. And if I can't get down and track with that radio, don't be fucking with me. Bring both of your tires. You just said you had no problem. Bring both tires now. Bring whatever works. I'm gonna tell you. You need to come on your slick. I'm gonna tell you what you need to come on. All right. I come on the slick. Then. I sure ain't take that for you. Yeah, I come on the slick. Then. I ain't got no problem with that. That would be it, but I ain't gonna tell you what I'm gonna tell you what to come on that you're gonna get down on no problem. Come on that slip. Yeah. I come on the slip. Call me when you get off the line too,
okay.
DJ.
I'll do it. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm gonna fuck Dunye back up. That ain't gonna be no thing. You know, Cece check ass, kid ass. Them motherfuckers ain't gonna come back.
Come on now. You know you can't say that about Cece.
Man, that shake him up. He wanna turn down, not turn up. He wanna run. He wanna go down. We knock his ass out with Kong.
Hey, don't let him talk bad about CC. You know, I already know when that man lost that rape before you could park your car good, he was back on there trying to lock your ass back in. Now, he wanted him to do the rape now.
He wanted to do him get fucked back up?
What was going to be?
Hey, he came on there and locked your ass back in, man. Yeah, I had some other races I needed to
do. Right, that's what you told him.
And I did him.
Yeah, you did.
But
don't say he's shaky,
because
he come back
fucking up. Well, he kind of come here and
want to
run the con no more and all this
shit. Right, he just thought you were going to get out there with your other kind of look like it. But he's
still there. No, that other kind ain't fast enough for him.
All right. Well, he ain't thinking about King Kong. Yeah, he'll run King Kong.
Yeah, he just run cover again. Shit. Yo. One thing about it, we ain't ducking nobody, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gadget been quiet, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he don't want no more problems with
him. Hey, tell 902. I got that man on them 2 wheels gonna be over there too while he in the background. I got something for 902 also.
Oh, we'll have that with us, more definitely with us. They got a quarter mile over there, Montgomery. I got to go back over here and shut this motherfucker down again. I hate going to the same place. Yeah, they got a stopping room. Yeah, they got plenty of stopping room. I just hate to go back to the same place I'm already seeing.
Yeah, well, nobody there then, buddy. They're gonna be there this time. If you can do what you think you what you claim, then you ain't do nothing last time. But if you can do something this time, I'll give you all the pops in the world.
Now you gonna give me that money this time?
Okay, I'll give you that too. If you can do what you think, you'll get both. How about that?
Now, I'll lock some people in if they want to lock in. They got to lock me back in for the 25th. We got to lock in for the 18th. Then we got to lock in for the 25th. Anybody out of lock in, I lock them in on that. The 19th. And then you gotta lock them back in on the
phone. I got a special man for you that's probably gonna do that for you too. So
dude. I do that.
I got a very special one that'll do that for you. So do.
Anybody who wanna do that, I lock them in.
I had that for you.
You can get that, DJ.
The only thing with that, I'm not gonna be in no race on the 25th. I'm gonna be out of town on that weekend, Labor Day weekend.
Oh, okay. You going to Miami? You going to South Beach somewhere?
I'm going to a surprise birthday party for my father. That's where I'll be.
You say you going to a surprise birthday party
for my father? Yeah.
For who?
My father. My dad.
Oh, for